Playing the trump card, how to get an investment edge in 2025, the role of private markets in the age of Trumponomics. 2024 was the biggest election year in human history, where over 70 countries representing more than half of the global population held elections in the same year. It is estimated that over 80% of incumbent parties lost voter support in 2024 compared to the previous election, making it a significant year for global democracy. Economic challenges, especially inflation, and overall dissatisfaction with incumbent governments were key drivers behind voters' decisions to oust incumbents, leading to key electoral outcomes such as the return of Donald Trump to the White House and, here at home, the ANC losing its majority for the first time since 1994. One of the consequences of the election's anti-incumbent theme is that the world is now scattered with a host of newly installed governments seeking to change the status quo, with President Donald Trump being at the forefront of this sea of change. Trump's America First policy, together with his drive towards greater deregulation, has been well received by corporate America, boosting optimism around U.S. growth and future corporate profits. It is, however, still unclear whether Trump would start a full-scale trade war with major trading nations, annex Greenland and the Panama Canal, or start mass deportation of illegal immigrants. These are not trivial matters, each with major consequences, signaling a major shift in the global landscape. Markets by nature are never certain, however, the impulsivity of Trump, where he is known to say one thing in the morning and say or tweet something completely different in the evening, makes it virtually impossible for investors to decipher between what is posturing and noise, and what will actually be implemented. What is clear is that the next 4 years are likely to be marked by a complex interplay of geopolitical tensions, economic uncertainty, and heightened market volatility. This places investors in uncharted territory and susceptible to large market swings, requiring more resilient portfolios that are able to weather the Trump storm while still being able to participate in the opportunities that may arise through the uncertainty. The traditional 60/40 type balanced portfolios have served well, relying on the historic relationship between stocks and bonds to achieve portfolio diversification. This is because historically, stocks and bonds tended to move in opposite directions, providing a hedge against each other. With the ongoing trend of rising correlations between stocks and bonds, this historic relationship has changed, making the traditional 60/40 portfolio less diversified as they could be. Mark Twain said it best: "It isn't what you don't know that gets you into trouble, it's the things that you know for sure that just ain't so," meaning that the real danger lies in believing something is true, i.e. well diversified, when in fact it isn't anymore. To solve for this, investors have been incorporating more alternative investments or private market investments to their portfolios, shifting towards a portfolio of 40% stocks, 30% bonds, and 20% to 30% in private markets. According to the Global Pension Assets Study 2024, allocation to alternative assets increased from 11.7% in 2003 to an estimated 20.1% at the end of 2023. The key reasons for incorporating private market exposure with traditional funds, 60/40, is that private market investments such as private equity, mezzanine debt, private debt, and infrastructure tend to behave differently than typical stocks and bonds, allowing them to lower volatility, enhance returns, and provide better diversification and improved portfolio resiliency. A feature of private markets is that performance is driven by the economic performance and strength of the underlying assets rather than investment cycles and market sentiment, as is the case in public markets, where swings in sentiment can cause unnecessary volatility and introduce unwarranted risk. While there is optimism around U.S. growth, the economic outlook for South Africa has also improved, where a combination of structural and cyclical improvements has been underway to accelerate economic growth and further boost confidence. While there are still much needed reforms to place South Africa on a sustainable higher growth trajectory, there has been evidence of improvements. Progress can be evidenced by the improvements in Eskom's energy availability factor, allowing for a more stable supply of electricity, no load shedding for over 300 days, as well as the higher Transnet volumes, both of which have been major boons to economic growth. Consumer finances have also been improving off the back of lower inflation, lower interest rates, and better employment growth. The improvements in the domestic operating environment provides a favorable environment for private market investments and provides investors with access to real economy exposure, which complements the public market exposure. While the world tries to learn the art of dealing with Trump, uncertainty is likely to prevail with higher market volatility, making private market exposure an important asset class in enhancing returns and improving overall portfolio resiliency. Naveen Lala Plus posts impact investing, an opportunity to make a significant contribution to economic growth and development in South Africa.